Hey everybody, welcome back to Explain Like I'm 5, the podcast where we take the questions you always wanted to ask and talk about them in a way that's easy to understand. We are your hosts. I'm Tim.
And I'm Kevin.
So Kevin, today we are talking about the Aurora Borealis, also known as the Northern Lights. Can we ELI 5? What exactly is it and how does it occur?
Ah yes, the amazing Aurora Borealis is a natural light display that occurs in the icy polar regions. It's caused by the collision of charged particles from the sun that are drawn in by the Earth's magnetic field. And so when these particles collide with, you know, all the gases up in the atmosphere, what happens is they create this beautiful light show.
And there are very specific colors to these. How do they come about?
Yeah, so the colors of the Aurora Borealis are determined by the type of gas that are colliding. The most common color, you know, a pale yellowish green, is produced by oxygen molecules located about 60 miles above Earth. Now, there are more rare all-red color auroras, which are produced by even higher altitude oxygen at heights of up to like 200 miles. And also nitrogen, which can produce blue or purplish-red auroras.
Wow, it really is an amazing show. Why are Northern Lights primarily seen in the high latitude regions near the poles?
So that's because of the Earth's magnetic field. The field is strongest near the poles. So the charged particles from the sun are drawn to those areas. And that's why you'll see the Northern Lights near the North Pole and the Southern Lights, or Aurora Australis, near the South Pole.
Isn't the magnetic North Pole a moving target? And assuming that's the case, then how does the movement of the magnetic North Pole affect the visibility and even the location of the Aurora Borealis?
The location of the magnetic North Pole, yeah, you're right. It does influence where the Northern Lights will appear. As the poles move, the Aurora Oval, basically a name for the area with the highest probability of seeing the lights, does move with it. So if the magnetic North Pole were to move towards Russia, for example, then Russia would see more Northern Lights.
Are you able to predict when it's going to happen?
Yes, to some extent. Scientists can predict the occurrence of the Northern Lights based on solar activity. So when there's a lot of activity on the sun's surface, like solar flares, we're more likely to see the Northern Lights a few days later. However, the predictions aren't always accurate because the sun's activity can be quite unpredictable.
So what would it be like to see an Aurora Borealis from the inside? Is that even possible?
Well, technically, when you're watching the Northern Lights, you're inside the Aurora's oval. But if you're asking whether you could actually, you know, touch the lights or be in the middle of them, the answer is no.
Why not?
The lights occur in, well, the Earth's upper atmosphere, which is an altitude of something like 90 to 150 kilometers. And 100 kilometers is what's known as the Kármán line. That is a commonly used point that is where we basically define where space begins. The pressure, the atmospheric pressure there, is also around 30 million times less than at sea level. So the aurora is emitted at altitude where the pressure is comparable to, you know, a very, very good vacuum chamber on Earth.
Well, that makes me think, are there any dangers or risks associated with the Northern Lights?
Well, watching the Northern Lights is generally pretty safe. However, they can pose a risk to technology. So the charged particles that cause the lights can also interfere with electrical systems, sometimes causing things like power outages or disrupting some of our communication systems.
I believe there have been myths and legends associated with the Northern Lights in different cultures over history.
Absolutely. Many cultures have fascinating stories about the Northern Lights. For example, the Sami people of Scandinavia believe that the lights were the spirits of their ancestors. Another one, in Norse mythology, they were thought to be the reflections of the shields of the Valkyries, the warrior maidens who carried fallen warriors to Valhalla.
What are some of the best places and times to view the Aurora Borealis?
Yeah, so the Northern Lights can be seen in several high-latitude regions, like Alaska, Northern Canada, Iceland's fairly popular, Norway, Sweden, and Finland. Overall, the best time to see them is during the winter months when the nights are longest. However, they can be seen any time from late September to early April, depending on the location.
Great. Well, I know a lot of our listeners are avid travelers, and so that will be useful information for them. Now, final question, since you did mention that Kármán line and the distinction between space and the Earth's atmosphere, can the Northern Lights actually be seen from space? And if so, what does it look like to astronauts who've seen it?
Yes, astronauts can see the Northern Lights from space, and they are quite a sight. From that vantage point, the lights appear as like a glowing halo around the Earth, and astronauts have described them as one of the most beautiful sights in space.
Well, we'll have to go check it out. Did you learn something new? If you did, send us an email. We are at eli5thepodcast@gmail.com. We love hearing from you, especially when you have comments and suggestions for us. If you are a regular listener of this podcast, please do take the time to leave us a rating or a review on Apple iTunes, because it really does help other people to discover this podcast, which we really appreciate. As always, thanks to the community at r/explainlikeI'm5, and we will see you all next week.